Last month, surprising reports revealed that the British economy had once again contracted in the fourth quarter of last year. Mervyn King, Britain's chief central banker and member of the Monetary Policy Committee, delivered a sobering message to the people, urging us forward into the 20s. In his speech, he said, "In 2011, real wages are likely to be no higher than they were in 2005. One has to go back to the 20s to find a time when real wages fell over a period of 6 years. The squeeze on living standards is the inevitable price to pay for the financial crisis and subsequent rebalancing of the world and UK economies," he went on to say. "Furthermore, inflation may rise to somewhere between 4% and 5% over the next few months. Unpleasant though it is, the Monetary Policy Committee neither can, nor should try to, prevent the squeeze in living standards, half of which is coming in the form of higher prices and half in earnings rising at a rate lower than normal. I sympathize completely with savers, and those who behaved prudently now find themselves among the biggest losers from this crisis. In other words, it's not us gov and there's nothing that we can do about it, even if it was, but, hey, I've got feelings too. The backdrop that we need for the continued recovery. Watch this space. Here is a summary of the agenda. Please note that we will not be in our usual room. Market Roundup and Open Forum. Kevin Barry of the Traders and Investors Club will be presenting a regular summary of the recent global market action and throwing the floor open to the audience for their take on the current trading environment. We shall begin the extended market roundup session by taking a look at possible reasons for the dollar languishing the doldrums and why the stock market still appears to be defying gravity. What are the catalysts that could reverse these trends and how can we trade them? We will also discuss why the yield curve is having a pronounced effect on the markets and take a look at where we are in the longer-term business cycle. Trading update. John Collin of the Traders and Investors Club will be updating us on his trading adventures since last we met. A macro synopsis of China. Banking, property and equity markets. This evening, Tom Little of the Traders and Investors Club will be focusing on China from a macroeconomic view, concentrating on the banking system as it stands and the property market. He will also be looking at the equity markets, and how to gain exposure to them from the UK, with an eye potential in the investment possibilities. You are also more than welcome to join us for our popular, post-discussion meeting. Get a local hostel or a stone's throw from the Freemasons Hall.